A good day to you, all my brothers and sisters, and greetings in the precious name of our Lord and Savior. I'm Brother Tindirika from Pastor Veriam's Church in Chitungwiza in Zimbabwe. Brother Andrew have just asked me that I share my testimony with you regarding the grace of God, and I hope it will help someone along the way or encourage somebody on the life's journey as you are waiting for the coming of our Lord and Savior. Throughout my life as a Christian, I've encountered portions of the scriptures that I cannot fully understand. And most of the time, I've just read through, but I couldn't find a meaning or what really it means. But during the time, as life goes on, I've realized that God reveals or brings the hidden things of the scripture to my knowledge or to our knowledge as we experience life. So one portion of the scripture that I had difficulties in understanding was 2 Corinthians chapter 12 of verse 9 and 10. The scripture says, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches, in necessities and in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." I've looked at this scripture over and over again in my life, and also looking at what I hear from other people talking about, and I couldn't get a deeper understanding of the meaning of this passage of the scripture. So I've come across a lot of people, you start talking and you greet them, they just say, "Oh, by God's grace," "Oh, by God's grace." Or some will go further and say, "Ah, His grace is sufficient." So to me, it appears to me as though the grace of God was a good living, or it's manifest in a way whereby everything is just smooth and is flowing and people are happy and are enjoying the grace of God. Because when I heard people talking about it and commenting about their lives pertaining to the grace of God, it would project a perception that life was good. It so happened in my life that I went through an experience that drastically changed my understanding and my perception of this passage of the scripture. It was in somewhere in 2011, and I was assigned a project in Ghana. I do work as an international field technician with an international organization. So I was assigned a project in Ghana. And when I went to Ghana, I had a team of about seven guys who I was working with or supervising. So, but before that, I had done also a couple of projects in Ghana. So it was not my first time to work in Ghana then. So, but anyway, we went for the project, and it turned out that that particular time we were very busy. The company had a lot of projects that were running, and so I find myself with running two or three projects at the same time. So it was hard work. And we managed to finish all the projects in time, and it was so very successful that even the administrators from the head office in Europe, they were so happy and they were impressed, and I felt good that I'd done a good job. And which is more, they actually expressed their gratitude and appreciation by giving me a brand new laptop. They had to send it through DHL, and I was very happy. We had just performed far above average, and it was just good. And everybody was just happy, and you know, things were moving very well. So, and also on myself, you know, the sure feeling of putting forth a good performance, it was something that was just exhilarating. So I, such was my the time that I was in Ghana. So because of the nature of the work that we had done, and also the season, it turned out that the administration, they thought of making the location a permanent project. So a permanent location, meaning to say they had to set up like a company or a division or an extension of a company, and located it in Ghana. So, and as such, they would want to have a country representative. Now, to me, it was a good moment in my life, because looking at my history, I had done a lot of projects in Ghana, and this very time, I was like the man of the day, because I had put forth a good performance, and in that very same time, the project location was blooming, and opportunities were coming up. So, and it was beyond doubt that even my superiors and the management, they were appreciating my performance and my work in that location, and even that position, it also had come up as a result of what we had done there. So when I heard about the news, I just thought to myself and say, no, this is my time. Because ever since I had been working on a temporal basis. So what we were doing is like you'd be assigned a project. When the project is done, you would wind up and you go back home and wait for another project, and in between, you are not paid. So this was the chance or the opportunity that was coming, whereby I could have been employed permanently, and at least I would have a regular salary, which is something that I desperately needed, looking at my family, which was also developing or growing up. So anyway, I was just there, you know. I was just, all I was waiting for was just that phone call to say, Mr. Ndirika, we have assigned you this position of a country representative in Ghana. So looking at how I had performed or how much I had done in that particular location. But to my surprise, things didn't work out that way. The position was offered to one of my colleague, who turned out to be a friend of mine, but he was working somewhere in the Middle East there. So he was offered the position, and I was I felt so bad. I just felt I had been deceived, or the doors have been slammed in my face. It was difficult for me just to take it. And so, but there's nothing I could do. It had already happened. The position had gone. What it means is I had to continue with my work as a casual, or waiting for queuing for projects as and when they arise. And so my world again was crashing, and this was the only hope that I had, and this was the only expectation that I had, and things just didn't work out. And so the more I tried to think about it and to reason it out, the more I got questions that I couldn't answer. So, but eventually I had to come up to the terms, because that was what was already on the table, and I had to live with it, and I just to take it as it was. But it was not very easy to accept. So after that, life went on as usual. So, but I had this question: but why, Lord, after having done so much, why have I lost this opportunity? But I felt so bad, but there's nothing much I could do. So I continued working as usual, waiting for projects, and this time around, you know, the volume of work started going down, and, you know, coming up, being called for a project it takes some time, so you would stay home without any salary, and now the issues of provisions were becoming very tricky and difficult. And so, but there was nothing much I could do, and that was what is happening. I had to live with that. So life went on as usual. I had to adjust and just to depend on the Lord for whatever I was going through. So somewhere around in 2013, so my wife came up with an idea. She had gone to town, and she came across this one person who had a shop, and he was doing some branding business. So she came back to me and said, "Honey, I saw a machine for branding. It looks like it's a good machine, and if you can get that one, we can make some business." And a regular income at that point was something that I desperately needed, because it was becoming difficult for me to put things together, even to plan, to budget, when you don't know when you are getting your next salary, even the salary that you have, how long should you stretch it until you get the next one. So, so my life was difficult. And when I look at my friend, at the time he was given that position, he was given a company car, he was given a company house, and later he decided to move his family from Zimbabwe to Ghana, and they were having it easy. And I could not stop from, you know, entertaining this thought that this my friend was just riding on my work, because I had done much in that location, and I had cleared all the obstacles for him, and he was just coming through to have a swift and a good ride and moving on. So, but The other thing that was worrying me was he was a close friend of mine. So it was again very difficult for me to continue harboring ill thoughts or entertaining bad thoughts regarding him. So I had to battle it out, say, okay, I must do something better. I must change my way of thinking and try to control my feelings and just take things as they are. So, but it was not very easy anyway. So even though sometimes when he's on leave and when he goes on leave, they would call me just to stand in for him until he comes back. So I would go to Ghana and I would take over and I would run the location during his absence and until he comes back, and I'll hand back to him. And many occasions I would get there and you find things are upside down, and he would tell you, "Oh, my friend, I'm happy you are here. Can you help me fix this and fix that and sort this and sort that?" But I did what I could with all my heart. And, you know, just saying, you know, this is my, he's my friend after all. So I just have to do my best and make sure everything is fine. I could have, you know, withdrawn my expertise just to expose him. But I couldn't just do that because he was my friend. And so I just had to do the best that I could, you know, and live with that. So, but after some while, we started, you know, looking at this business idea that my wife had brought up. So I looked at it, and but the issue was we didn't know how to finance it. We had no money, and but I looked at it over and over. I could see that it made business sense. So I said to her, okay, what we will do, let's go for a loan. We went to the bank and we got a loan from there and we bought the machine. So we installed the embroidery branding machine in one place in downtown. And we went there waiting for customers to come through. And the first 3 months were very difficult because we couldn't make even anything out of it. Besides paying our rentals and, you know, the bus fees and the fuel to come back and forth to work. But gradually, customers started trickling in and it was taking off. So at least we had an additional source of income to bridge through the gaps, and it was a bit easy now for us, though we were still expecting for more, for things to add up. So we went on and we managed to pay back the loan, and eventually we bought the second machine. So what it did was, like, it get me into the idea of setting up projects and doing business. It become like more like a hobby. It's something that I was now enjoying doing, and it was not a hassle anymore. So we went on. I ended up forgetting about this my problems with that lost opportunity, and I find myself immersed in this thing. So we bought the third machine and the fourth machine, and the small business was growing, and once again, you know, it was something else. The worries were just falling off. And eventually we decided that now we need to diversify this project. Instead of only doing branding, why can't we start like a knitting shop? where we can have some products that we do ourselves, and then we brand them, and then we sell them. So we looked at some financing scheme, and we managed to get some monies. Then we started another shop, for a knitting shop. And now this time around, I just forgotten about all these worries that I had in the first place, but I was just being immersed in this project. It is becoming like an interest, you know, just to come up with a plan and look at it and do some research and finance it and see the thing coming up and bearing fruits. But meanwhile, time was just moving on, and now we were around 2018, 2019, things again started changing. You know, the volume of work was coming down, and when I checked on my friend, there were some changes that they were affecting on his contract. So because the business was going low, they actually told him that, you know what, after all these years, we can't maintain this Ghana project location as it was, because we need to do some adjustment to stay afloat. So what it means, they asked him to work for 2 weeks in a month. So they would pay him for 2 weeks in a month, and the other 2 weeks he was at home just waiting for another month to come. So that's when it came back to me, and it was like an awakening. Something said to me, do you still remember some years ago you were crying for this position? And I say yes. And so time went on a little bit, and things were not changing. It's like things were going down, and they again come back to him and they say, I know that contract, we need to revisit again. And so this time around, you'll be working 2 days a week, and the rest of the days you'll be at home. So they were paying him only for 2 days a week. This is when something struck me, and he said, do you know what? It could have been you in that position had it not been by God's grace. So this is when I came to realize that the grace of God is not always rosy. It's not as what we always say, by His grace, by God's grace is sufficient. But the grace of God can be, it can take some a real or bumpy ride, or a real some scorching and some grilling, some squeezing and rocking the boat until you don't even have a place to hold, But whilst you are in that situation, it's God's grace. So this is when I come to realize that when Paul was saying, I'm most gladly, therefore, I will rather glorify in my infirmities, and that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproach, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So this is when I come to realize that the grace of God is not as what people say, but we can only come to understand the grace of God through life. It can be a difficult situation. It can be a painful situation. You can find yourself in a situation whereby everything is just falling apart, and you feel that, you know, you have been left out, nobody is there for you, and things are not just working. But God knows what's best for you. So what we just have to do is just to keep on holding, and later you will realize that it was not the pain, it was not the agony, it was not like how bad it felt, but it was God's grace that you were to pass through that way. So when I looked at it, now that my family is big, and the kids are, most of them, they're in high school, it comes very difficult to imagine how I would have coped up with the situation if I had been given that position, and now I'll be having being paid 2 days a week. So I looked back at myself, and I said to myself, oh, how foolish I was that I couldn't understand the grace of God. And so today I can testify that the grace of God is not, sometimes it's not as rosy as people say it, but because God is God. He does things the way it pleases him. He does things that is good for us. He knows what's best for you. He knows what's best for me. So all we have to do is just to be faithful and walk in his way. And in due time, we will understand it all by and by. So now, at the end of the day, my friend eventually, he resigned from the post. And he moved on to United Kingdom just to start a new life there with his family. A thing that I could not have done in looking at my background and my setup. So I just want to thank the Lord. I hope maybe one or two of would have gained some encouragement out of this, that God's strength is, or God's grace is manifested in various ways. It can be bitter, it can be very rough, it can be hard, but it's still God's grace. So this is where I came to understand, this is when I came to understand this scripture, that for when I am weak, then I am very strong. So now we have got our small business projects that we are doing, and the last time we tried to engage in an accounting firm to do an asset record for us, and they actually told us that our assets were now well over $81,000. A thing that I cannot even imagine, but it was by his grace. So if I had taken up this position, the need to have some business projects would not have come through, because I could have just been as comfortable, because there was no need, absolutely. So God knows what's best for us. So all we just have to do is to be faithful and look up to him and serve him with all our lives and with all our strength. God bless you, saints, and have a good day. God bless you.